The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. And you can believe it or not, today's the 21st of November 2016. We're pretty close to Thanksgiving. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com and look and load down the two ebooks that are free out there. Number one, Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle, 10 paragraphs with 5 bullet points to each paragraph. And secondly, the 30-day ebook, where basically I match up the bench press with the lockout, the squat with the top position to lockout. And obviously, in the middle of the week, you're going to be doing a heck of a sandbag routine. In fact, I even give you one of the movements I use and how to do it that I use for getting ready to lift stones. So you've got something to get you going mentally, and you got something to get you going physically, and they're free. So go out to motivationandmuscle.com and download them for free. Also, motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at the vault of material we've got. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has material like us. There's been shows that are on longer than us. Obviously, they'll tell you they're monetarily more successful. That doesn't even matter to us. We are going a whole different way. When people say to me, oh, they're competing with you, or you, I don't compete with anybody. I compete with myself. We're the ones that are setting the standard. We're the ones setting the brand. And we are the ones that are going to be eventually the biggest in the world. I promise you that. That is the goal here. We want everybody coming into the family. So go out there and check those all out. We got a brand new guest on here, Jason Gillen, and he's been a very good friend of the show. I like to say that he's got some stuff off here that he's doing now, and he does some pretty impressive weightlifting, let me tell you. And he's into a lot of things, but we're going to bring him in momentarily. But before I do, I've been reading a passage for over a week now out of a number of books. And we're going to get into this more and more, especially in 17. Dr. Wong and I have talked about a number of books that we like that we're going to really start talking about. Very manly, very good for men to sink their teeth back into. A lot of guys right now are having an identity crisis. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to start looking at these books. We're going to review them, and we're going to tell you what we think, and who knows what's going to grow out of that. But I'm going to read to you an excerpt from A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court. The book's name is Wooden, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. And this guy was the real deal every which way you can imagine. It's called The Opinion of Others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in, and are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. I'm going to read this again to you because it's very pertinent to where we're living right now, in the times we're living. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I'll add what my dad said, and I say it on every show. Be a leader, not a follower. Now, I'm going to tell you something today. I put it up already in my words of inspiration. It's freezing here. Snow's falling on and off. And today is a lifting day. And today is going to be dead stop top squats in the power rack right off the rods. And it's going to be supersetted. I don't like that word, that bodybuilding word. But we're going to go back and forth, I'll say, with tire flips. And it's pretty nasty out. And I won't be doing that till 7 o'clock tonight. So we're just going to have the light of the backyard. and we're going to have a lot of fun, and I can't wait to get at it. I'm aching to get out there. So like I said, we've got a brand new guest on here, Jason Gillen. He's a strong man. He has a gym in his home, so he goes there. If you've seen him on Facebook, he's got quite an array of stuff. He's also a Highland Games competitor and a power lifter, and he's going to be going into his first grip contest shortly. So, Jason, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you so much, Eric. You know what? You are exactly right when you said, I don't compete with anybody. I compete with myself, because that's exactly who I am.
Exactly.
I don't have any aspirations to try to be better than anybody, because for one thing, I've been around the best of the best, and you know what? Those champions are champions for a reason.
Yep.
But I feel like I'm a champion too in my own right, you know, for my own self. I'm happy about what I've been able to do, but man, I really support everybody else, including the ones with the big egos. I don't stroke their egos, but I tell you what, I'm motivated by their efforts.
Well, you'd be surprised. A lot of times they're the most insecure. So they need
sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah. So so it's nice to have somebody there that, you know, is behind you. Why don't you give out anything you got, brother? Websites, anything that's going on, anything I missed with your bio, and we'll get started today. As everybody knows, I introduce everybody to our family, and that's what we're going to do with Jason today, with the idea he'll be coming back in 17. So take it away, sir.
Okay, I'm Jason Gillen. I've started this straight world probably at 6 years old when my dad gave me my first York barbell set. In fact, I couldn't even use the bar. I had to load the weights on a pipe, a small pipe, because the bar was too heavy. But when you get all, you know, fast forward all the way till now, I have a Facebook page I call Jason Gillen's Power Page. I have on Instagram, I have one called Jason Gillen's Power Gym. I'm trying to think. I've competed in three different sanctions, WABDL, USPA, and then the UPA powerlifting meets. I've won state and national champions in one or more of those divisions, which has really been a very motivating thing. I've been competing in powerlifting since maybe 2001, when I got the powerlifting bug, because probably a decade before that, I was into that 90s bodybuilding scene. You know how that
goes. Oh, yeah.
You and I are the same age, man. Those 90s bodybuilding days were awesome.
Yep.
Pumping iron, all that stuff. That was good times, man.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, what else? I've competed in Highland Games. I'm sitting here in my gym, I call it Jason's Power Gym, down in my basement. I'm looking into my closet where I have my trophies. I've had some wonderful experiences. I've won medals in Highland Games. I've done strongman feats. In fact, I didn't even tell you this, Eric, but New Year's Eve, I'm doing my sixth annual Jason Gillen Power Gym Invitational.
Nice.
I got powerlifting buddies that come over here, and we just tear. We start in the afternoon. And we are competing down here until midnight sometimes.
That's awesome. Man. Yeah.
We've got anywhere from Smith machine squats to bench press to just odd stuff. And we've actually done standard conventional, the three lifts, squat, bench, deadlift.
Sure.
This year we added a strongman twist to it. So it's going to be regular squat. You know, that's the first event. The second event will be incline axle bench press instead of flat bench press for your max.
Yep.
And it'll all be judged very carefully, because we got some expert power lifters here, ones that have been doing it a while, and they've been to many meets, so they know exactly how it works. And then finally, we're going to sum it up, or end it up, with a fat bar overhand deadlift.
Nice. Real nice. Hey, that's some great stuff, and what a great way to go into the new year, you know? It's absolutely...
Can you believe there's 6 years of this? I can't believe it, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
My little basement's crowded shoulder to shoulder when it's going on. But I tell you what, man, it's a riot. It's so loud down here and so motivating.
Yeah.
He gets everybody charged up, and they can't wait to come back the next year. It's a blast.
It's a good thing, and it's great to have that camaraderie and, you know, have a specific thing you all believe in. You can never go wrong with stuff like that. And, you know, I think, you know, and we're going to start right up, you know, that's been one of the big successes of M&M and everything else here is, in my opinion, there's nothing out there like this, number one. And number two is the authenticity, and I'll say me and everybody on here really drives this hard. And, you know, anybody that listens to us that's in the strength genre, it doesn't matter what it is, usually they want to come on the show. So I'm very pleased about that. It's just we have grown so much now in the last 3 months. It's like there's a lot of things right now that need my attention much more than doing 4 hours of radio. When it lets up, obviously, we'll probably be doing more. But there's a lot of things going on where we're possibly could be on a radio station. Now I'm speaking with the owners presently. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of tension here. There's a lot of pressure. And obviously the will to survive here is bigger than ever because we are living on a shoestring. But I know in my heart of hearts that we are going to always find a way to keep everything alive and kicking. And if you don't go through your life or your lifting like this, because they're not apart from one another, they're all joined, you might have success in some things, but I notice a lot of people that have quote-unquote success, they're very unhappy individuals because they're working for somebody. Maybe they're paying them well, great, but they've got a lot of pressures on them. A lot of them are in bad shape physically, and the thing here we stress more than anything, and this just started, and this was a lot because of Gary Reynolds' influence with me. I should know this better than anybody, Jason, is your health is first. I can't wait to go out and flip tires in the cold and lay as much steel on my spine tonight as I can. But the bottom line is if I'm not healthy, I'm not doing any of it. So we stress health above anything now. And with what you're going to see coming down the pipe, you're going to see some big people, some different stuff, some new twists. There's a lot of people that are sitting here in the wings with affiliate products that people are going to go bananas over. And it's all recovery. I've got a stack of about 7 or 8 people right now that have sent me samples or their machines I use. They are absolutely incredible, and the people are too. So let's get into, you know, obviously we're going to introduce you. We've already talked a little bit. I lead this off with the first question with everybody. As everyone knows who listens to this show, my brother Jimmy and the Incredible Hulk were my main influences. There are a lot of other ones around, but if I can think of two people in my life that really ratcheted up the want to become big and strong, obviously Jimmy is the inspiration of FBC and M&M. I watched my brother succeed in a life that most kids probably would have been gone very much earlier, and it was due. My mother and father, man, the best. I mean, they wouldn't give Jimmy up, and he was matriculated and everything. There's nothing wrong with him mentally. We took him everywhere. I've said it on every show. I mean, other than being in a wheelchair, you would never know there was anything wrong with that kid. Happiest kid, more strength than I'll ever have. And then we go into the Hulk where I was so attracted to that strength, and I think it was, you know, it was being around Jimmy and nothing against Jimmy, but as a kid, I was very, I didn't understand a lot of it, and it was like, could we get that? And that wasn't going to happen, but that pushed me into the strength genre, and I remember the first time I saw the Hulk in a cartoon and in the comic books, I was like, that's what I want to do. So, introduction to strength, who is big in your life, comics, whatever, lay it out, brother.
Okay, first of all, I want to mention, when you walk into Jason's Power Gym and look just slightly to the right, there's a big poster of the Incredible Hulk.
Love it.
And he's got his fist out there, and it's like he's chasing you out, saying you don't belong in here, so you have to fight to get in here. and you pick up the weights and you fiercely combat that intimidation. And then when you leave, you turn around and you just give them a little smirk and say, I'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, Incredible Hulk is definitely a part of this gym, but I'm also motivated by a lot of things. I'm telling you, man, when I was 15, started bodybuilding, me and my buddy, we went directly from skateboarding at 14 years old, and he goes, hey, there's a bodybuilding gym down the street. Let's start doing that. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, then we turn on pumping iron, and the rest was history, man. That show was on a continuous loop at our house.
That's good.
But you know what? I missed that. I'm telling you, back then, if I knew what I learned in 1999, which is the next step, which is a good buddy of yours and mine, Brooks Kubik.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dinosaur training, that changed the whole world for me. I turned into just a muscle I talked about in that book just by doing what he said in that book. And I'm telling you, I got another poster or a framed picture in here, a picture from him, autographed, you know, motivational little note on there telling me to kill some iron.
Yep.
You know, I consider him a good friend. Same with Bill Hinburn.
Yep.
I called him when I ordered that dinosaur training because he mentioned him so often. So I called him and told him how much I appreciated everything. And man, he just went on and on about how he loved Brooks and how he loved, you know, this world. And he opened me up to everything you're continuing to open up in motivation and muscle. The real deal when it comes to steel, man, I'm telling you, the real iron tips, the ones that make you strong, you know, and all of that comes from the books of Bill Hinburn, Brooks Kubik, all that stuff. I'm telling you, another thing that's gotten me going is just my buddies. You know, my buddies were loving it. I found I have really good friends that like to lift. And
yeah.
We started out doing that odd lifting and stuff that we learned out of that book. And, you know, everything spun off from there. So this gym, when I see your gym on your videos outside in that garage,
yep.
Man, you don't know how big my smile is because that's the same thing I have in my basement, man.
Yeah, yep.
Same thing, man. I got sandbags. I got dumbbells up to 130 pounds. In fact, I got loadable fat handled dumbbells I could load up to 250 pounds if
sure.
I wanted to.
Sure. You know what it is, too, with a lot of that stuff. I mean, like yourself, I have 10 billion things out there. The problem is you can only do so much. And right now with me, everything is a focus on getting to Iceland in June. And if we get to where we want with a number of things and go in June, we'll make an announcement probably around April where we're going to invite anybody that wants to go and knock those stones off. They'll be welcome because I've had notes already from people that said, hey, I don't do stone lifting, but I'd love to go over with you and help you film and whatever we want to do. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a weightlifter or a stone lifter per se, or if you've done it and you would like to go over and slam some stuff around, you know, you're welcome to do it. So Martin and I obviously are going to talk more extensively about this, but, you know, when you got a guy like Martin, You got multiple people. I'm sure we can get a hold of Magnus in Iceland because Bill Crawford can make that for us, et cetera, et cetera.
I got a buddy in Iceland. And
right, right.
His neighbor was Magnus. So Magnus has got an autographed picture of himself down in my gym, too, with my name on it and a nice note.
That's awesome.
Magnus for Magnuson. So I'm telling you, man, I've met so many people. I've met everybody, you know, everybody that means anything in this iron world, and they've welcomed me in like a family, just like you are.
Yep.
You know. Anyway, hey. I'm telling you, anybody from Mark Bell, Michael Hearn, and Venice Beach Gold had me do squats with him. That was freaking awesome, man. That was amazing.
Well, and, you know what? There's if you get in with the right circle of people, anything's possible. The main thing right now is, I think especially, is you've got to be very picky and choosy
Who
you're doing business with, who you're hanging out with, you know, all this stuff. And it's gonna trickle down in everything you do. And that's the next question, obviously, I've got. Obviously, you're doing a number of different things. And, you know, to be good at them, you know, it's going to require a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of dedication. And obviously, it takes a lot of aggression because, look, I know, you know, I don't train with a lot of people anymore, Jason, because most of the stuff I do is very foreign to people, and it's dangerous stuff. I mean, and to be honest with you, I've gotten to the point now where I really don't need to train with anybody. I don't need somebody to push me because I love the stuff so much. And obviously, yeah. If maybe I had somebody ripping me apart, it might push me that much harder. But, you know, my whole take on everything now is when you compete, when you go out and do things, it's really you. I mean, it's nice to have people yelling your name and showing up and all that. Great. But they're not out on the field with me, and they're not lifting what I need to lift. So my question to you is this. If you suddenly were left alone and you didn't have any way anybody could train with you, what do you think you would become as a trainer, and how would that change you too?
Eric, let me tell you this, man. I talk about all these people I met. In fact, even Saturday, I spent all afternoon, you know, with my good buddy, bench monster, Ryan Canelli,
yep.
at a USPA powerlifting meet. We sat there and talked and talked and talked. He's a good friend of mine, and, man, I love that guy a lot, but I am alone.
Yeah.
I do lift alone. I mean, the song by Godsmack, I stand alone.
Stand alone, yep.
That goes through my head in the cold, foggy mornings when I get in my truck and drive over to that gym, because I go to a gym in town, too, sometimes.
Okay.
So I don't wake up my family. That's the ones where a lot of the videos are taken.
Okay.
That's called Muscle Shack here in Walla Walla. And anybody that's into hardcore powerlifting, that is the spot, man, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I train alone. And you know what? I have been through a lot of ups. But I tell you, I've been through more downs than ups.
Yeah.
And you know what? Nothing changes as far as me and this iron. Nothing.
Yep.
And you know what? I am not going in and saying, well, I'll just kind of maintain. No. The next time, I'm stronger than the last time. Every
yep.
time.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about, man. I'm telling you what. And you know what? All your guys on here, like Jed Johnson, Adam T. Glass.
Yep.
Any of them. Carmen Caputo. What a stud that guy is.
He's awesome, isn't he? He's the greatest, I'll tell you. We just had Jed on before you came on, my friend.
And I love I love that guy. But, you know, I don't want to forget my local guys here. You know,
no,
Ryan,
not at all. Not at all. Look, go ahead.
Ryan Canelli is a celebrity in the world.
Yep.
But you know what? He does not. You'd never know it if you met him.
Right.
That guy is the most humble and wonderful, caring person. You know, he's Italian. I think there's, you know, you would love him. He's Italian like you are.
Yep.
You guys have that heart about you. I've always loved Italian people, you know, especially the lifters. They got more to them than what meets the eye, for
well,
sure.
You know what it is? It's like Carmen and I were talking about it. We had Tanya Christina on the other day, and I'm not going to give her last name, but she's Italian too. There's a lot of, you know, Carmen and I always laugh about it, but it's like, you know, I've said at the end of shows, I said, you know, it sounds like a meeting of the Cosa Nostra, you know. You find out about grandfathers and grandmothers and all that stuff, and we talk about it, and everybody's got their own and their own stories, but there's something about the older ones that their workout, and I don't mean with weights, just the way they live their life, what an example they were, how hard they worked because they knew it was the only way they were going to make it better for the next generation. And it seemed to come a lot more natural to them. You know, Carmen was talking about his grandfather who lived into his early 90s, who really conventionally he smoked and all that, but he worked on a port, like a shipyard where, you know, he was loading and unloading all day. Obviously, way back when, a lot of the food was much better, especially out of the water. He had a big family, and we were talking about a lot of that stuff, the way today's world is so much softer and the defeatist point of view and everything. And, you know, we came to the conclusion, and this was what it was. This was a guy that had to work multiple hours all by hand, use his body all the time, and help, you know, support the family, the wife, who took care of everything outside of that. And we kind of came to the conclusion with this. They were too busy surviving and building a family, where most people now can't do that, and all they do is listen to what's going on around them, and they fall to pieces. And that's why we felt like that generation, those generations, were so much stronger, because they didn't have all this time to go out and buy into whatever was going on and turn into an anxiety-riddled human being. And if you look around right now, and I'm not going to get political, but look around at the United States right now, we've got some pretty serious things going on. I believe, was it yesterday? How many police officers were either shot and murdered yesterday? How many people, whether you like Trump or not, okay, going out and with signs up, you know, rape his wife, you know, assassinate him? What is wrong with America, man, and what has happened? And it's a scary thing to see all this stuff transpiring and all these young kids falling apart. They're taking kids that aren't even old enough and protesting this guy and all this. It's a very dangerous time, I feel. And I think one thing, it all harkens back to this. This is why I push weight training and the ability to learn how to think. Now, you can have your opinion, Anthony. We don't, and Jason can testify this. I do not tell anybody on who comes on this show how they have to think, what to say. I will stop you if you start really bashing somebody in, or you're using F words every other word. And we are guilty of things here like that too, but we are a very heated group of men here, and we're very aggressive, and sometimes men speak that way. And let's face it, world, it's not like you haven't heard it. Now, do you have to make a habit of it? No, that doesn't really show a lot of class, but this is the way it is. You come out in my weight room, you could hear anything. I mean, I've had people out in the street. I got a 95-foot driveway. I've had people say to me they were afraid to come up the driveway because it literally sounded like people were being murdered back there. Literally. All right? Now,
I know.
That's aggression, all right? But what I'm trying to state here with everything that's going on, kids, middle-aged, older people, jump on board here. We're going to help you get the skills, and you can lend to us ways to make everybody stronger, more fit, more healthy. Because here's the deal. When you operate like that, things are not going to affect you the way they will presently. You'll know how to handle things much better. I'll tell you right now, if it wasn't for my mother and father and weightlifting, I never would have been able to carry out as far as I've gone with Motivation, Muscle, and FBC. I would have been broken down on both knees with all the stuff that's happened here. Why?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
You'd be taking some menial job somewhere, and you know what? I know you're not going to do that. You got a future ahead of you.
Go ahead.
This basement here, I have brought people down here that in their circle, in their life, they were depressed.
Yep.
They had low self-esteem. They've had all kinds of things happen to them, and I just, one guy, one of my friends in particular, Randy, I literally slapped him in the face when he was doing a deadlift.
Good.
Because he said, I can't do it, I can't. I slapped him in the face. I go, shut up and do it. You know what? He did it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's not being mean. It's like, you can move on. You can succeed. You will move ahead, and you will be stronger. First of all, you got to rely on God's Holy Spirit.
Yep.
There's no other way about that.
Yep.
You know, and I'm not going to go into that a lot, but because we're talking about weightlifting. But, you know, this weightlifting and training like this, this has to be something, you know, whatever it is. You know, maybe somebody's into some other sport. Like my wife, she's into competitive badminton. She loves it.
Yeah, yeah.
She grew up in Japan. She played that as a kid. She's back at it again.
Yep.
And she's working through the tricks and the different movement that it takes to become better at that. And it really gives her a happiness that I love to see in her. And she does squats down here and stuff with me, and she loves doing squats. But, you know, it's one of those things where people need to just, you know, we can't look at the world around us. We have to strengthen ourselves at what we're doing and become who we are inside so that it radiates out to others.
I agree. Because
we could be a positive influence, or we could just be status quo and just be run down. You know, there's nothing worse. I'm self-employed. I got a painting business I've had for 18 years, but I used to work in an office setting, you know, and I used to see the guys with the coffee and the cigarettes in the morning, my workmates with a real negative, bitter attitude every day.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about, I mean, I would work out in the morning before I went to work, and I'd come to work and he didn't see that. That in itself is why I became self-employed.
I agree.
I don't need that at all, man.
I agree with you. And not only that, lifters come from a whole different genre than most people. A lot of people just are not going to understand what you do. A lot of people are going to be very critical of what you do. And I've said this on multiple shows, some of the problems I've had with people. And it's mainly because they don't agree with what I do, or they feel it's a waste of time and all that. Well, who are you to tell me what I should occupy my time with? And, you know, I've said it before. I had a smoking job. Made a lot of money, but it's like everything. They automate more and more, and then they decide, well, we'll get away with less, and they get these big projects done. Goodbye. And at that point,
you know what, Eric? When it comes to that, I don't know you enough, but I feel like I know this about you. You absolutely put what you put into Motivation and Muscle, I bet you put into your job.
Absolutely, and that's scary, Jason.
It was not appreciated.
No, it wasn't, and you know what it does.
Doing now,
yeah.
You don't get it. Oh, maybe you do get it, but this is where you should be. I mean, people.
Yeah.
Look at all the people that are being lifted up because of your efforts.
Yep.
And that's really how your life should be. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what, you're the winner. You're the one that's going to succeed.
Yep.
No matter what, you know, who cares about these automated things that are going to take your job away? You know, if that's the way it is, walk away, because you've got something there that will never be replaced.
Well, I thank you for that, but I'll tell you something else, Jason. What I want to bring back totally is communication again. We've lost it.
Yeah.
We've lost
communication. Yeah. Text and all that, you know, on the social network.
Yep.
That's crazy, you know?
Yeah, but you know what it is? We've lost the art of being able to engage with each other, and it's much easier to hide behind a screen or a phone. And, you know, the thing I don't like about a lot of that stuff, how do you really know what people are saying to you? Because a lot of the stuff is all this different language when people tweet to you or text to you, and you're like, what are they saying? A lot of miscommunication and a lot of things that really turn upside down. So I feel right now, this is just my feeling personally, I feel that people right now more than ever are just starving for someone to really take some interest in them, to really tell them, hey, you know what? I always say it at the end of the show. You all have greatness. We stand behind you. You don't see something or hear something that you want to hear, get a hold of me. There's so many multiple ways. I've got so many people here that would love to sit down with me and talk about whatever that subject would be, because everybody brings that stuff to the show. So the ability the idea that you're not where you want to be or you can't find it, well, you haven't come to the right place yet. And that's what I get when you'll get notes from people that have never heard the show or want to come on. It's like, I didn't even know you existed, and I found out from ... or I heard this and I heard that, and now you're out here and you're out there. It's incredible.
Let me tell you something about me. I shouldn't even really be known that I exist, because really, who am I? I'm your everyday Iron Man. But I tell you what, when I went to L.A.,
yeah,
I became known without even trying, because people recognized it. And that was just this last winter. I mean, I got to be with Mark Bell and Chris Bell. I got to be with Rich Piana. I got to be with, I mean, I'm trying to think of all the guys. Chad Wesley Smith, I met that guy. Man, what a intelligent man that guy is. You look at him, eighth or ninth strongest man in the world.
Yep.
You know, but these guys, you know, I don't know if I was drawn to them or they were drawn to me, and I just was baffled by it because it's like, who am I? But you know what? I know who I was.
Right.
I am what I've always been, you know? And it's shown through, and that's what everybody should be. Everybody should feel like that, you know?
Well, that's why I say if you've listened to Eminem since the beginning, you know, we don't care if you lift a 100-pound stone, 150-pound stone, or a 500-pound. It's like you're welcome here, and really people need to have somewhere where they can go. And, you know, you were talking about, like, office, you know, negative this. Well, it's all negative. And I've said this so many times. It's like I wanted this show not only to be able to ask people I always thought of when I was a young kid, but I'm so sick of hearing how the world's burning down and nobody's any good and all this. And it's like I wanted to put something out there that said, hey, you know what? You can make it. You've got the ability. You've got to go out and take it on. As my dad would say, take the bull by the horns. All these things that are either being brushed away because they don't agree with a group out there, or things that, you know, people don't emphasize anymore. And it's like, I'm telling you right now, the worst thing you can be is weak. And I want to explain that, and I'll go right to you. Weak is more than just physically weak. When you're mentally weak and you're bankrupt inside, meaning courage is gone, your core beliefs are gone. If you're religious and you believe in God, that's gone. When you can't even believe in anything, where you can't hang off a limb and know that you're going to return back to the ground, that's when you're in big trouble. And when you go places now that welcome weakness, that don't want you to stand out, that's being mean to someone or unkind, that's all a lie, folks. It's all a lie. It's to keep you in line to somebody's agenda. And I have young kids, I have, you know, young nieces and nephews, and I know you have two children. The bottom line is this: no one's saying to go out and beat on people. No one's saying to be nasty to people. No one's saying to disrespect people. What I'm saying here is this: let people know that you are a strong individual. Let people know if you come after me, there's going to be consequences. And let people know that you are a genuine person with a heart of gold that is willing, folks, to help one another, to make you better. Understand? Okay, take it.
Well, the Bible says you show yourself discouraged in the day of distress, your strength will be meager.
Yep.
There's no reason, there's no benefit to let the discouraging effects, the downtrodden effects, to enter your mind and heart.
Yep.
You must be strong. And you know what? This iron, you know, this steel that we're lifting, you know what? What a wonderful thing that is. It's a blessing that we have that, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know if you know what it is, Jason. You've got to understand. I've said this before. Just because you leave the gym doesn't end who you are. And if you don't believe it's all together, then you're in the wrong field because there's
you're
no
exactly
way.
Right. That's exactly right.
Right. There's
exactly.
No way you can be a spiritual, a mental, and a physical guy, gal, all separated. It doesn't work that way.
Nope.
When you understand what that is, then you've discovered what you can be. And until you do, you are going to be wandering around aimlessly and wondering, well, why doesn't this program work? And I'm going to switch to this, and it works for 2-3 weeks, and I'm right back where I am. The thing is,
I can't listen to that. You know, when people tell me that, they're like, yeah, I started working out, but I started this thing, and, you know, I don't know. I'm like, if you really want my opinion, I'll give it to you, but I guarantee I'm going to make you upset.
Yeah, definitely, because you're going to be the only one that ever spoke up to him and hit him right between the eyes. You know,
exactly.
You know what the whole thing is? This is the bottom line. Lifting is much more than lifting weights, stones, kettlebells, whatever you want to put in at Highland Games. What it is, you're taking a crash course in life at sometimes lightning speed. And when you've got your head in 500 other things, how can you ever be good at one thing? I love people saying to me, oh, you know, I multitask. Well, I guess that's what I do here today, but I got news for you. Multitasking is never going to get you the success you want. What you need to do is take one or two things and become great at them and then expand into what you want to do, because that's the problem with the whole fitness genre out there.
Yeah.
No one's happy with getting good at one thing. They've got to have five things. Well, what do you think you're going to achieve with five things? There's going to be a breakdown. It's never going to be complete the way it should be if you've concentrated on a few things. And to be honest with you, what ends up happening to most people? They fry mentally and they fry physically, or they get hurt and they can't come back. Well, this is a true fact of life. And if you're not going to discover what you're good at and what is so wrong with going out and being good at one thing and just telling the world about it over and over and building things that equate with whatever that product is, that's success. You see how many go ahead.
That's where I'm at. I mean, I love being successful at the avenues that I seek out in the strength world. But, you know, you were hitting it right on the head with the specificity or whatever.
Yep.
I didn't even say it.
Specificity.
Training. And, you know, that was one of the things I really appreciated about Ryan Kennelly the other day, because, I mean, he loves that I'm getting into this and I'm getting into that and I'm getting into this and that. But that makes me happy, you know.
Yeah.
Ryan is a bencher. And you know what? He does not want to get off of that. And you guess what? Guess what it's done for him? It's made him the world's strongest bencher. 1,074 bench press, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, but you if you're around him, you get this energy because he's passionate about that.
You know?
And he's not really lacking anything bodily wise, strength wise, anywhere else in his body. He's huge. He's a monster.
Yep.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, you do need to pick out something that you really, really love. And right now, for me, it's grip. You know, I appreciate Mark Wechter, which is one of your guests at one time.
Yep.
He tried to bring the grip contest over here in this local area, so I'm going to enter his first grip contest December 10th. And I hope Will Dinwiddie's there, because I really want to meet that guy.
Man. I bet he'll be there. I bet he'll be there.
That guy's amazing.
Will's
and then the woman that partners with him. I forgot her name.
Oh, Sonia. She's not with him anymore, I believe. He'll be on here Wednesday, so we're going to find out what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'd like to meet some of these
people. Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, man, at that meet, that Portland area breeds some champions. Because at our meet here in Tri-Cities, Washington, we had Michael Armour, his name was. He, 275-er. He put up a raw 518 bench.
Nice.
And he has like maybe a 30-inch waist.
Wow.
I mean, the guy looks like he's a tapered, you know, muscular person. And that, you know, that's the product of that Portland area. And you know, everybody over there is, you know, like Mark, for example. He specializes in Highland Games.
Sure.
You watch. He's an artist, and then he also specializes in strongman. He was Oregon's strongest man.
Yep.
You know. There's a lot of good champions around here. I really appreciate this area. You know, that we've had some, well, even in the, you know, 10 years ago, we had Brett Meixel,
yep,
one of the strongest squatters. He was from Spokane. I met him, and man, that guy's quads were gigantic. He handed me one of his t-shirts, and it was just like, you know, there again, we bonded. You know, we saw eye to eye. We, you know, he was a champion, and to me, I'm a champion. What I do, I don't care. You know, people are going to look at me and say, who is that guy? I don't care. It's me, man. I like me. You know,
yeah,
I like what
yeah,
I'm doing.
Yeah. So. You know, the thing is, you should never sell yourself short with anybody, because I said this the other day, and we've been hammering this too, is this. You might not think that what you say has any meaning. And I'll explain that totally, because this is what I've gotten from listeners. The thing about things that you think are nothing are everything to some people, because there's people that are scratching their head every day trying to figure out where they fit in, where they belong, especially in the weightlifting genre.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what we think sometimes we say that doesn't really matter, the light bulb goes off in their head and suddenly they're on the fast track, or they'll contact me and say, hey, you know what? Whatever you guys are, you know, they'll say, what the subject you're talking about now has got me back training again, or I haven't lifted in 15 years and I'm back, or, you know, when I listen to your shows, there's testosterone ripping out of the speakers, or the speakers sound like they're good.
How much better does it get when you get one of those old heroes coming back again?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm motivating, man. That's happened around here, too. You know, people came back out from the shadows and it's like,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you know, the whole thing is this. The bottom line is words do matter, and a lot of people don't get it, and you've got to be very careful. I mean, you can't measure every word you say. That's impossible. But what you can do is be very careful how you do, you know, how you describe things, what you're doing and all that. Hey, there are times right now when you got to give tough love out to people. I'm dealing with that with a lot of things right now. There's a lot of people that I'm not real pleased with, and maybe they're not so pleased with me either. But see, this is the beauty of what we do here. Every time somebody drops off, as Cliff Darden says, there's two more people coming my way again. And this is really the nature of life. And what you had in common maybe with somebody a year ago, things change. This show is always spiraling into something else. It has when I say it to people, they kind of like shake their head. This show, without me, has a life of its own. It's become an entity now that is very, very driving, and it drives me as much as I drive it, and it has its own personality and identity. And the thing is, even though I don't know what's happening, we are like a magnet here, and we are attracting, we are going after, and we are winning. And that's what the whole concept of my being is and my life is. Now, I'm no saint at all. Go ahead.
That's why this needs to be an establishment. It cannot die. I mean, people need to support it, whatever it takes. You know, get this thing going, because Eric needs to get himself out there and be paid and to be supported.
Yep.
But he deserves
it. Well, you know, I talked about it before, Jason. And I don't go out and ask for anything from people, and everybody knows how tight it is right now. When you've got different people sending me cash and stuff because they don't want to see this thing go away, or they appreciate it so much. It's helped them out so much. I really appreciate that. That's very nice of people to think of me in that context. You know, if you listen to the show, you know how much we've helped Dr. Jeffrey Smith. I mean, here's a guy that's 184 pounder, and he's 45 years of age. So according to the real world, he's finished as a lifter. Let's face it. That's the way it is. Well, how do you take a guy that's a finished lifter, train him dead stop at the bottom of a squat in a power rack, coming off the rods with no rebound, who a year September could only do 150? Wind it now a year forward, and he's at 305. Most people don't make that gain in their whole career. Why? Because he appreciated everything I've done for him, and he's done it too. And he's in Arizona. He's not in my backyard. And we're working, and now we're working on a big floor press with him, meaning a bench press off the bench. We only do it on the floor. And then he's a big contributor, and Jeff Sambello, who was just on here a few weeks ago, was brand new. Jeff is a top-notch guy. He's out in, I believe, Ontario, Canada. You know, he sent me some stuff too, because he was like, I know you need help. And he goes, I can't ever repay you for what you've done for me. This is stuff that, you know, how do you measure that in words or anything? I can't. All I can say is it's an honor and a privilege. And everybody else with what we're getting into as far as with our affiliates, wait till everybody in M&M land sees the people that are coming on here with their products. We're doing everything through restoration. Wait till you see the products we are going to be selling here through our different affiliates. This is going to help me out, obviously, with the business. But these products are second to none, and they've come via through contacts I've made, medical doctors that are involved, and wait till you see the stuff that's happening. So we hope to have everything done before 2017 and launch everything and get this place on top of everything and become profitable, because there are so many things right now to go. I mean, if you knew some of the stuff that's in the works, wait till you hear. I mean, it will fry you. You'll be like, how is this guy? I mean, when Jed was just on here with me, Jed's like, I don't even know half you're doing, but he says, you're absolutely amazing with what you're doing. And I thank him for that, because, see, people notice things. You know, people say, God, you're all over the place, man. And I'm like, that's part of being a marketer, a businessman. And once we tie everything together, which I'm going to hopefully get done this week, you are going to see a hurricane coming through here starting through December into next year. I predict this company will be bigger than you've ever seen. You will not believe what's going to happen here. So I have faith, man, and my faith has carried me through a lot, I'm going to tell you, hard times. Would I tell anybody not to be an entrepreneur? Absolutely not. I would tell anybody, if you believe in what your product is, if you love what you do, do it. But I will tell you this, and I won't sugarcoat it for anybody, and when I put out products about all this stuff, you're going to get the whole thing, and you're going to get an honest thing with it. And I will tell you this, if you can't take a lot of heartache, if you can't take getting busted down to your knees a lot, if you can't take those days, man, where you say to yourself, I don't know why I'm doing this, I can't do it anymore, don't go into this, because it is life hammering. But on the flip side, which is always the good side, I've taken a nothing and turned it into something. I've taken my thoughts, my creativity, and I've put out to date the best product I can do to date. And believe me, there's days when I come on here, you have no idea what I've been dealing with 10 minutes before, but I always come on here, I'm always professional, and I always give somebody or some people or everyone the ability to dream and dream big. I will not let the things that are going on creep into the show, because the show is too important for other people, and that's what I always say. It's not about me, it's about the guest on the show, the family. That's what it's about. You folks make my life good, and I hope I do that for you. And we will keep this. I'm telling you, this is the boomerang effect here, and it's going to keep going and going. And we will have 1 million listeners, and we will have 100,000 downloads starting, you know, next year. It might be in the first quarter, it might be in the middle of the year, but we are ramping up, and more people that find us are telling other people. And I got to tell you, if you don't have love for something, you can make it in the world. There's no doubt about it. But you're going to leave the world with a lot of regret. And I am not going that route. And the day I get planted, you know, like I always said, that 250-pound squat will be there. And if that's the last thing I do on earth and fall over, that's fine with me. Take it, Jason. It's all yours.
Yeah, I think I want to call it. I don't know. I'll have to take liberties here, but I want to call it the Jeff Smith effect. Let's call it that. Okay. Jeffrey Smith effect. It's like he may be the pebble, but it ripples out and it becomes what you created.
Yep.
This huge effect, you know, and I love seeing Jeffrey Smith. He reminds me of me, you know, when I was motivated. So all this stuff, you know, it will continue. It has to. I mean, this is what we need, man. I'm telling you, when I go to somebody's house and see weights sitting in their back room or in their backyard with dust covered on them and not being used, that makes me angry.
Yeah,
it's like you have no idea what you're neglecting there. You know?
Yeah,
that needs you know, that's what you're doing. You know, you're lighting a fire under those weights, and you're making people say, "Hey, man, I got to get up and grab that. I got to get up and get going on this stuff." You know, because I have a purpose in life, and I will build it from the inside out.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know it is, Jason, too. You know, and you know this from a lot of things, because, you know, when you want to be a self-made man, and you really want to be a man's man, you know, I know in today's world you'll hear people say, well, it's not like that, and you'll get a lot of girls who are like that, but if you remember in The Godfather, I believe it was Godfather 1, I remember when Vito said, I don't know if it was... to Tom Hagen, it slips me right now, but I remember him saying that women and children can be careless, but men can't. And I believe there's still a lot of truth to that, because the woman you love and who understands what you do, obviously you can't make it together without. But as we get into things back and forth with the roles of the different sexes, I've never had a problem. If you can do it better than me, go for it. But if I can do it better than you, I'll go for it and live with it. And the idea with me with everything is this: to support and have everybody's back is the most important thing. The idea that, you know what, you can be comfortable with each other, love one another, and be a part of one another, but not go head-to-head and be my, I don't even want to say enemy. It'd be like more my competition. I got nothing. I got no problem with girlfriends. Oh, I'm better. That's fine. But what I'm saying, it comes to the point now where it's become an ugly affair over stuff like that. That's not going to wash for me. That's not going anywhere with me. So, you know, when we get into business, as a man especially, and I'm speaking from that, there's a certain route you're going to go, and things that might have looked good to me last year don't matter anymore. Things that bothered me last year, I could care less about. And what I've done is I've created a whole different mindset than I never thought I could be the route I'm going right now, because it's a growth and it's experience that, unless you're in it, unless you're in like the mud, the quicksand, the day-to-day, you know, basically you're like living in the, you know, you're like sitting on a curbstone in the gutter. If you can't do that, if you can't take that, if you can't dish that out back 10 times harder, life is going to throw you a curveball after curveball after curveball. And these are the things that I tried it to put out to everybody, that there's going to be times that life is just going to be unruly. It's going to bear down on you, and you just got to bear back at it. And you're going to need that inner faith, that strength that people talk about in all different ways to combat all this. But on the other hand, I say this all the time, and I never would say it before: failure, failure, failure equals success. If you don't believe me, fail every time you can fail and watch what's going to happen to you, because people, life, business, training, everything is never going to look the same to you. And that's why you're going to find out who your friends really are. You're going to find out there's going to be a lot of people, even if you love them, you're not going to have anything in common with them anymore. Why? Because you're taking a personality and a human being and developing it and going places that if you didn't tackle stuff like this, you never would have known. And you know what? How many people do they always say you can hear their voices in the cemeteries, because all you're hearing is the voice of regret? I never want to have any regret, and I want to leave a legacy that people always say, man, that Motivation Muscle show, I wish those guys were still around, man. I miss it. But remember this. As long as we're recorded, somebody will take it, and we'll always be out there. So go ahead, brother. Say what you want.
It is here, man. It is here. You're right. And I'm telling you, you know, everything you said is just—it's just made my day. It's more of that fuel that I have been needing, you know, and I get that from this show. So I really appreciate everything.
Oh, that's okay, man.
I just want to thank a bunch of these, you know, my buddies too. You know, even you know, down in California, Raymond Cody with Country Crush grip handles. I mean, he got me going in this grip stuff. You know,
yep.
He sold me the big Monster Crush. Jed Johnson's got one of them too, but you know, it's a low pulley handle. You know, lat pulley handle with revolving 3-inch grips. I got the 3-inch, but you get 2-inch and 1-inch, 1 1/4. I appreciate my buddy Jack Sandberg. I mean, I haven't mentioned him, but he's here in Tri-Cities too. He was 2011 Mr. Washington, but him and I graduated high school together. We trained since we were teenagers, and you talk about motivating. He calls himself Showtime Sandberg, so anybody can look him up too, you know. But, you know, all of this stuff comes together because of your show, you know.
Thanks.
We start to get involved in our own lives and, you know, get, you know, our families come first. Spiritual things come first. Whatever it is, that all comes first. This weight training is just an assistance for us.
Yep.
But you're the one that keeps that fire burning, man. I tell you what, this is so appreciated. You know, there's no dust on my weights. I got thousands of pounds in my gym down. There's no dust on any of them.
Yep.
You know, and I'll admit, there's been a couple times when you can walk down here and there's cobwebs coming from the plate to the wall. That ain't gonna happen no more, man.
No.
You know.
No.
It cannot.
Well,
even if we have to, you know, say something happens to this podcast, even if we have to just keep replaying this over and over and over, which nothing's going to happen. It's going to continue. But if we have to play it over and over and over, this is the stuff that people need, you know?
Yeah, well, you can never, something you really love, you can never get enough of it. And the whole thing is this, it won't go away. The only way I always say it's going to go away is if an act of God strikes me dead. That's pretty much it with me. And I mean that sincerely. The thing is here that you're getting from me is this. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You're getting an adult, quote-unquote, weightlifter who still thinks of himself as the 10-year-old kid sitting at the table saying, "What would I ask so-and-so if I could speak to him?" That's very important. Number two, you're getting a guy that's come up right through the trenches, man, all the way. That constantly through the whole time this has evolved, everything you look at I've done, it's grown into another thing, you know, and another thing, and another thing. And that's very important, okay? Number three, I've heard, this isn't me saying it, they said, not only do they love my personality, because a lot of people, believe it or not, who listen to this show walk. They have nothing to do with stone lifting or thick bar work. But what it is when they hear somebody talking with fire in their voice and passion like that, it makes them feel that way. And that's why we do 5 for 15 now, because we do like 15 to 18 minutes of right in your face, make you move, make you go, make you hungry, make you know that you're worth a lot more than the world is telling you. And that's why I say join the family, join the revolution, because this is a revolution. And then thirdly, obviously, or fourthly, all I ever hear from people is authentic. I've never heard a guy or a show that is so authentic. And I say to everybody, if you're sitting in a room with me, maybe there'd be a little bit more fire with other things that we're not going to say on the radio. But really, you're talking to the same guy, whether you're across the world, you're in Seattle, you're in Albany. It's the same. I am the same guy that is on the radio with you. And then, obviously, Cliff Darden and many others are like this. I'll finish this, and I'll get right to you, Jason.
Yeah.
What they'll say to me is, it's not, let's see, how do they put it? It's not... if it happens, it's going to be when it happens, because that's what Cliff says to me all the time. Someone's going to hear you, and they're going to hire you radio, or you're going to be doing voiceovers or whatever. He said, that voice is just too damn good to be sitting there waiting around, and he means that sincerely. And Clint Darden is one heck of a guy, let me tell you, with all he's been through. I admire the man like a lot of people here. And, you know, he's a very special individual to me and the show, and he's been more than generous with his time. And I don't forget those things with people. So go ahead. It's all yours, brother.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, man, just, you know, if I can contribute anything, go to Jason Gillen's Power page on Facebook. You know, Jason Gillen's Power Gym on Instagram. They're short little videos, but all they are is my achievements for the day, you know?
Yeah.
And it, what I wanted to do is to not, because there's nothing to show off. I'm telling you, it's not, that's not what I'm getting at. It's just, you know, this is what you can do with wherever you're at for this day. Get yourself pushed. You know, even those people that go walking, like you said, or whatever they do, you know, get yourself going. Get yourself moving on something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Succeed. I really, I mean, this is a virtual gym is what you've created.
Yep.
And you know what? This is the dream gym. Can you imagine having a physical gym with the people that we have on this show coming every day to lift?
Yeah.
Holy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you quickly. I don't want to say too much until I know. There's going to be some very big interaction here next year once things are the way I want it. And a lot of it's going to be through video, but I've got an idea that I've never seen out there. We literally can create a gym here with what I want to do. Maybe it's not in person, but I'll talk to you more about it when I've got more. But it is a very interesting concept. And as you know, and we've talked offline many times, I love the exchanges with people. This is how you get great. This is how you get bigger, stronger, faster. But go ahead, take it. I didn't mean to rain on your parade.
I just like listening to you. I called you the Howard Cosell of the strength world, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You know,
but I'm telling you, this is great. You know, I really appreciate it. And the fact that I'm part of it, holy cow. I mean, I always wanted to scream from the mountaintops, you know, because I do have things in my head, things that just fire me up. And I can remember being a teenager walking by a window on a building, looking at my body and saying, hey, man, if everything else is kind of crappy, at least look what I've built. You know, I've created some arms.
Yeah.
You know, I created a big, heavy bench press. You know, I did this and I did that. And then I'd smile and say, nobody's taking that away. You know?
No, no way. No way. Hey, you know what, man? You should be proud of everything you do. I mean, you're exemplary out there on Facebook. You're out trying to prove to people that they can do it. And here's some of the stuff I do. Obviously, there'll always be a way to get a hold of you. But, you know, as my dad always said, you lead by example.
You have to. You have to. And you know what? Being a hypocrite will just destroy you to ashes, man. And once your scam is exposed, if you're a scammer or if you're some kind of a charlatan,
yep,
you might as well have never been born. I'll tell you what, man. And I don't have any, I see those people, you know, a mile away. When they start talking to me, I just walk away.
Absolutely. You know what I always say, Jason? Be the hammer to the anvil. Strike it as hard as you can. Get some sparks off it, man, and go live your life. Stop being mediocre with everything you do. Stop being weak. Start to change the way you feel, act. And I'm telling you right now, folks, you do that, it's going to translate to everything you do, and you're going to say, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? But you know what? The great thing is life affords you possibilities all the time. And if you can bite into that and grow with it, I'm hoping one of you will get a hold of me through Facebook and say, Eric, I've listened to you for the last year, and I want to tell you how I've changed my life. I got news for you. You'll come on the show. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what we want. You know,
exactly.
That's what you want.
Yep, that's what we want. Jason, go ahead.
People I know I've told I'm going to be on this podcast, they're like puzzled. It's like, well, what are you going to talk about? What are you going to... And I'm thinking like you, it's like, well, I'm trying to open the door because this is something that a lot of people, you know, should express and be part of.
Well, you know what go ahead. Jason, you know what go ahead. I don't mean to talk over you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're not. I'm done. But go ahead.
But listen, this is the thing. I know a lot of podcasts out there. I hear the people on and all that, and that's great, okay? But the difference, I think, with us more than anybody is this. I want people to bring their stories here, you know, and I've had other people say that, well, why would he have you on when he has all these big names?
Yeah, that's what I think sometimes.
You know, have you ever heard me say, that's all I care about? No, if you listen to me, how many times have I said, everyone has a story. I don't care what you lift. I look at people as inspirational all over. I don't need to have the best of dot, dot, dot on here all the time. The connection most people make are to the regular people that are out working their butt off every day, trying to do the best they can, and somehow fitting some great lifting in and being something in the world, not being an individual which closes himself off to everyone. That's the whole thing with this show. That's why you hear the accolades you hear. It's not me making them up. It's other people telling me, and I try not to say a lot of it because then people are like, well, this, that. I don't. You heard me read about opinions in the beginning from Coach Wooden. I don't care about opinions. What I care about is taking all the knowledge we gain from both sides of the show and putting it out there to people that not only want to hear it, want to participate in it, but want to show other people. I don't care if you want to be the biggest guy or gal walking in your neighborhood, or you want to be the guy or gal that can go and function in anything and help people, or you want to compete nationally, or you want to compete locally, or you know what? Maybe you just want to be damn happy. How's that for a change in life? Instead of waking up and finding a problem with everyone and everything out there, you're never going to have any life. Get into this with us. Jump right in. Don't be afraid. I'm telling you right now, everybody on this show will help you out. Whether you go and work with them directly or you come on here and even send them a note. I've had it all over. Nobody's ever said no to anybody. So don't feel like you're coming in here and you're bothering us. Bother us. Send me comments on M&M. I don't care. Whatever you want. We'll find a way to funnel you in here and get you rolling and get you great. That's what it is. Jason, summarize anything you want. Give out all your information again. Let me give mine out. Hang on the line, and we will talk about obviously getting you back here, sir.
Well, if I could help anybody out, go on Jason Gillen's Power page, watch some of my videos. If you want to message me or talk to me or whatever, I'd be so happy to light a fire under you, too. You know, like I was telling Eric, I wouldn't mind being the West Coast Eric Fiorello. if you need it. But, you know, and another thing, too, Instagram, Jason Gillen's Power Gym. I don't go on Instagram a whole lot. I do like the Power page on Facebook. Also got that YouTube channel, too. Same thing, Jason Gillen's Power Gym. There's a few videos on there, and I'll be putting more out. We're going to have our 6th annual Jason Gillen's Power Gym Invitational New Year's Eve down here. We got friends coming from all over Washington, Oregon, and even Montana this time, which is going to be awesome. I got a tiny little basement here, so it's only a select few.
Great.
It's good. I'll tell you what, it's good. But anything else, let's see. You know, like I said, Raven Cody, look him up. Look up countrycrush.net if you want grip training equipment. You know, I don't want to compete with any of the other guys on your show, but I really like Raymond, what he does with his stuff and his passion. He's an arm wrestling coach, so you know he's very passionate about grip and strength, and he's actually, you know, he's getting up there in age just like the rest of us, and he's got a lot of kids, but you know what, he came from a really bad, some really bad health problems. He's building himself back up with the iron. You know, I'm really proud of him.
Well, so, maybe we'll get him on here. We'll do that.
Yeah, Raymond Cody, you know, C-O-T-E.
Yep. And, can you get him through Facebook?
Yeah, anything. Country Crush is everywhere. Country Crush Facebook, Country Crush YouTube, Country Crush Instagram. On Instagram, he calls it Country Crush 420.
Okay. So I can get him through. Well, we'll talk after the show. What else you got, man?
When Scott Mendelson got into his arm wrestling, Raymond was coaching him at first. And Scott's a good buddy of mine, too. I love Scott.
Yep, okay.
You know, him and Ryan Canelli were the bench monsters, you know, the bench competitors.
Sure.
And I don't want to forget him. He's done a lot to help me and motivate me, too. So, you know, just stick with what you're doing, you know, succeed at it. Don't make it the number one thing. Number one thing, of course, is your spiritual need and then your family, and it comes together. You know, those two have to come together because we need to be strong.
Yep.
In this day of distress. But, you know, to build yourself up, grab that iron. Don't let that stuff get dusty.
No.
Get yourself moving. Push yourself. And if you don't have enough weights, go buy some more. Go outside and pick up a stone like Eric does.
Yep.
You know, whatever you got to do, just get yourself moving, get yourself powerful so that you're ready to face whatever comes up.
You got anything else, boss?
That's it, dude.
Okay. Just hang on. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out. Today, obviously, is the 21st of 2016. Go out to motivationmuscle.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle in our free 30-day ebook, which this is something that we're going to keep expanding on because I can grow that ebook insanely with what we're doing here. I know people are asking for film and stuff. It's very hard because I'm alone a lot, and I am going to have somebody do it. I might even have somebody professionally start filming because it's very hard to turn a camera on with a tripod when you're out of your mind and you're trying to train. I'd be the kind of guy you'd watch the thing fly across the front lawn. You know what I mean? I can't do the two things together. I can't focus on a camera when I'm trying to train heavy. So we'll get something, believe me. Also, too, don't forget, I also said motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and check out all the shows. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. If there's a show you'd like Jason and I to do, FiorelloBarbellNICAP.R.com, and I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, never be afraid to give words of wisdom, motivation, encouragement. As we know, 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day, and I think it's epidemic now, very epidemic. It's all over now. If you're going to lift today, which I am tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, go out and just bend it, break it, squat it, push it, pull it. And if you're going to go out and lift stones, turn them into dust and flip tires, because that's tonight with squats. The Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says, in blood red domination, we are domination. We don't clear cut the path. We clear cut the path, I should say. We follow no one's. Obviously, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Also, too, as Russell Furr says here, never be, when he listens to our podcasts, all the shows, he swears there's testosterone dripping out of the speakers. As everybody knows, I will say that for the next 28 years. Eminem has just celebrated 2 years on the air in September. And you talk about a milestone right there. Most shows last 30 days. Think about that, man, how special this is here. It is big. Frank Klein, my greatest business professor in college. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. My chiropractor, John Ridge, who we lost 2 years ago to cancer, he used to walk every patient out and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that and not smile. And John was like a father figure to me because I lost my dad long before I met up with John. And John was very instrumental in really pushing me to do this stuff. John thought I brought something very special, and he believed that things were going to become very good if I kept pursuing what I loved. And I wish John was here right now to see it. My dad, all these guys would have been so, and I know they know what's going on, but in a physical sense, I know how proud they would have been to see me make good, and I will make good. I'll never not make good. And I've said this happened over a week ago. Everyone knows my brother Jimmy. I had a dream or it came to me, I can't tell you how, that I met Jimmy and he was standing on his own two legs with his arms wide open. It melts you inside when you think about it. There's my brother standing. Incredible. It will happen, and we're gonna hang out here for a long time. But what a thought, man! That's all I think about, among a lot of other things. It's like, boy, however that communication was, he's just planted something in my head now that he's standing. I can't tell you what that means to me. But as I always say, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And tell 100 of your friends or more, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to kick our foot right through it. Join the family. Join our revolution, because I'm telling you right now, we're not going away. We're going to be like that little pit bull dog biting on your ankle and moving up your leg, because there's a lot of people out there that counted us out and down and said a lot of things out there, because I know who you are. But I got news for you. You know who we are. We aren't friggin' laying down for anyone. So get ready, folks. 2017's here. Welcome to Motivation and Muscle. Jason, great to have you on. It's been an honor, brother.
You too, man. Thank you so much.
Anytime, sir. So we will have Jason on next year. But for now, for Jason Gillen, this is Eric Fiorello. All I can say to you is you all have greatness in you, but there's one difference. We're behind you 100%. We got your back. Don't be afraid. We're here to help you out. Have a great week, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you soon. Take care, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.